Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, January 12th, 2018. With his excavation team, archaeologist and Berlin Wall researcher Torsten Dressler has uncovered an important archaeological find at the entrance to the Mauerpark that is unique in Berlin's history. An escape tunnel, which once led 80 meters from the west to the east, parts of an underground signaling system used by the GDR border guards, and remains of buildings from the former North Station, once stretching to the Berlin Wall. In addition, a concrete slab with massive steel girders weighing about 20 tons was uncovered, which had previously protruded from the earth and was used to prevent border crossings into the western section after the construction of the wall. The archaeologists have found these artifacts because Berliner Wasserbetriebe is constructing an underground sewer pipe under the park, and it is currently a building site. Berlin historians and archaeologists have responded enthusiastically, as the finds are unique in their complexity and state of preservation in Berlin, and therefore of particular importance, says Karen Wagner, head of Garden Heritage Conservation and Archaeology at the Berlin State Heritage Office. Manfred Wickmann of the Berlin Wall Foundation added that the finds show in particular how the border fortifications cut through and destroyed the existing urban structure, and how the border strip changed constantly until 1989, identifying the layers of city history. The excavations are coming to an end soon, and the Berlin Wall Foundation will receive the found parts of the border reporting system, after which the plans for the newly designed Mauerpark will be revised. The anti-tank barrier will be removed during the construction phase and will then be permanently exhibited at the site of the find. In a tenant's parking lot located at Lobeckstrasse 64 in Kreuzberg, a car was completely burned overnight Wednesday into Thursday. Another car parked next to it was also damaged by the flames. No one was injured, and the police assume arson, but do not suspect a political motive. The Criminal Investigation Department has taken over the case. In addition to Kreuzberg, cars also burned in Pankow. Shortly after 1 a.m., a resident on Kreuzstrasse heard a bang and then saw a privately owned vehicle and another from the car-sharing company DriveNow burning. The police assumed that arson was committed in this case as well, and the fire department is investigating. The BER airport isn't even finished, and as Berlin Briefing reported, another €1 billion are required to finalize the long-delayed project. At the same time, it is foreseeable that the airport, once it opens, will be too small and will need to be expanded. According to the Senate, almost €3 billion will be needed until 2030 for the expansion, as reported by Finance Secretary of State Margarete Sudhoff of the SPD on Thursday in the House of Representatives, adding that regardless of this, additional costs will be incurred due to the postponement of the opening. These are operating costs for the plant, costs for the construction site, and missing income from shop rentals as well as landing fees. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup wants to double the airport's capacity to 55 million passengers by the year 2040. To date, €6.5 billion have been budgeted for the construction, including initial expansions. More and more people are attracted to Berlin. The city grew about 54,000 men and women in 2016, according to the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistics Office. This is the highest figure since the fall of the Berlin Wall. On New Year's Day 2016, the capital had almost 3.6 million inhabitants. The increase was 1.6%, compared to 1.4% the year before. There is no final number for 2017 yet, but the Register of Residents shows that there are more people moving into the city than out. The office stated that Berlin is growing and getting younger. 4 out of 5 new citizens were between 18 and 30 years old in 2016, while people over the age of 60 tend to turn their backs on the city. On average, Berliners were 42.6 years old, 53 days younger than a year earlier. Berlin is growing mainly because foreigners are coming. If they were excluded, the city would have shrunk by 5,400 inhabitants. Nearly 600,000 Berliners do not have a German passport. On February 5th, the wall will be as long gone as it was standing, 28 years, 2 months, and 27 days. RBB24 is looking for contemporary witnesses who can tell stories about their life before and after the fall of the wall. If you are a witness or know someone who can contribute, you can find the contact data in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.